You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Of course, we have Teex on the line now to talk to us a wee bit about what he's up to and the Tate Awards, which are happening tonight. Teex, are you there?
Kia ora, yes, I'm here.
Where are you calling from this morning?
Just at home in Auckland.
Oh, lovely. where's that? Whereabouts in Auckland?
West Auckland.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. So, of course, we're here to talk about the Tate Awards, which are happening tonight. Are you going to be heading along to the ceremony?
I will be heading along, yes.
Oh, awesome. Are you excited? Because, of course, you're nominated for your debut EP, which came out last year. What was it like finding out that you were one of the finalists?
I'm definitely, excited. And it's just an awesome thing to be part of. I actually didn't realise I was submitted until
you made it.
Yeah, until they announced it online on Facebook, and then I found out that morning. So, very, very, very stoked and humbled. I'm just keen to head along tonight and enjoy the night.
Have
and
a good night.
Celebrate. Yeah, have a good night and celebrate amazing New Zealand music.
Yeah, because there are a lot of really great albums on there. Are there any standout ones that you've listened to and had that you're fond of?
Yeah. Oh man, I'm big fans of everyone. Like everyone who's nominated. Definitely. Like Aldous Harding is one album that I'm really enjoying at the moment. But I think all of them are amazing. So
since you released your EP last year, you've had quite a big year. Are there any standout moments of 2017?
I think I've had a few. I think definitely just releasing the album first up was a big highlight for me, because I had been working on it for a couple of years. And just after that, I guess just this everything that followed afterwards, the awards, the music awards, New Zealand Music Awards.
Yeah, of course, awesome. That was a big highlight for just your whole life, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Best multi artist. It's a big one to win as well, the inaugural one, which is really awesome. Because you have a background in teaching Te Reo Māori, right? How'd you get into that?
Because Te Reo Māori is my first language, and I've been brought up speaking Māori and going through Kura Kaupapa. And I guess coming to Auckland, I actually studied music at Unitech, and when I left, they because they actually have a night class there that they teach Māori, and they asked me to come back and teach, and I took that up. So I've been doing that for the past year, I've been really enjoying it. It's actually my last week this week. I'm going to finish up for good. So
finish up and focus on your music.
And focus on music full time. Yeah,
does the teaching have or going through that course and stuff? What kind of impact has it had on the last EP and your writing process and how you make music?
Massive impact. I think I feel like it's. I don't know, because whenever I go back to anything, they have a Mariah there and a photo, and it's just for me, it's just just grounding myself and going back to I don't know, my roots and how it all started. It's I don't know, it's hard to explain, but just getting the right balance, I suppose, and it, with everything else happening in my life, it's a good place to go back to and having the opportunity to be
keeps you grounded as well.
Yeah, keep me grounded and be immersed in my language. So. Yeah,
real nice one. So of course you had a massive 2017, but what are you getting up to this year? You've got some big shows coming up internationally, I'm sure.
I do. I'm going to the UK next month, so I have a couple of shows in London, one headline, and I'm doing a festival, The Great Escape. So that'll be awesome. And other than that, I'm just going over there to do some writing, and I think for the next few months I'm just going to be focusing on material and putting this new album together. So it's a exciting time, and I love this whole process, getting back into the writing and recording aspect of making of music. So.
Are you going to be doing? So you mentioned that you might be doing some writing while you're overseas.
Yes.
How's that going to go down? Do you have someone over there that you're going to work with?
We're kind of just seeing everything up at the moment and putting the sessions together, it's a bit of a process, but there are a few people who I'm gonna link back up with, and people that I've met previous sessions that I've done, like Song Hubs, who are based in London, so that'd be cool to link back up with them. So yeah,
it'll be nice to catch up with some people that you know over there. Are you gonna be taking your 8-piece band over there, or is it just gonna be a solo run?
I wish I could take my 8-piece band, but it's a bit of a long way to go. I think at this stage, I'm gonna take a couple of them. So just the shows I'm doing, I strip back anyway. So it's basically just piano and
keep it simple.
BVs, keep it simple, yeah, and easy on the bank account, I think.
Just don't want to break the bank.
No, I don't. One day.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Off this next album, you'll be doing some touring over there as well.
I hope so.
I saw in a photo that about a month ago that you were doing some work with some more local artists around here. Mellow Downs was the one that posted photos. What's happening there?
Mellow, yeah. They just asked me to come through and jump on a track because they're working on a joint project. I think Mellow Downs, Razor Beza, and Neil Bez. And I just went through and did a little something on one of the tracks. So I think that'll be coming out sometime soon. So.
Mellow Downs is taking a break from performing, so I'm really excited to see what comes out the other side of this year for him.
Yeah, me too. He's an awesome artist, and I'm a big fan. So it's an awesome thing for me to be a part of.
So about the new album, the one that you're working on at the moment, what's the timeline for that? Are you expecting a 2018 release or like a 2019? Depends how it goes.
Yeah, it just depends how it goes. I'm gonna just take it as it comes, and I think it'll be ready when it's ready. But I'd like to say this year sometime. But I don't want to make any commitment. to do that.
Because it never goes. It never goes exactly to
plan. No, it never does. Things. And I've learned that from my last EP that took its time too. So.
Yeah. How long did that one take you?
That took it took me like 2 years.
That's fine though. It's like it's one of those things because that was your first
that was my
official
first release.
Yeah. And so all the shows after that were kind of first run of shows.
Yeah. They were.
You've had some big ones as well. Auckland Arts Festival, New Zealand Festival. You sold out a few of them over there, eh?
Yeah, I did. New Zealand Festival was in Wellington. That was awesome. And this big tent. That's actually one of my favourite shows I've done so far. So
yeah, it should be an awesome trip overseas. I hope it goes.
Thanks,
as well as you hope. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun, and it's going to be awesome. Thanks for coming in and chatting to us.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Good luck tonight as well. I'm sure it's going to be a killer of a show.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I'll see you there.
Yeah, cool. See you there.
Thanks heaps. This is Teeks, Never Be Apart. You're on BFM.
Watch you slip away, slip away through my fingers when you left. Oh, you took away some part of me I think I needed. In the depth of my thoughts, just to see your face in my dreams, in my dreams. Though the pain in my heart, you'll always be part of me. And wherever I go, I'll always know that you're me.
That was Teeks with Never Be Apart, taken from his debut EP, The Grapefruit Skies, which came out mid last year. He's up for a Tate Award tonight.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.